Well, good morning, everybody. How are you? Good. It's so glad to have you here this morning, all of you. Well, you've been on a trip. Did you have fun on your trip? Did you take the octopus with you on the trip? Did he enjoy the trip? Then all is well in the world. It's good to have all of you here. Well, I'm going to do a little different children's sermon than I did this morning. I'll tell you what. How are you supposed to live? What are you supposed to... What's your life supposed to be like? That's exactly what I said when I read Paul today. What are you supposed to do? What's your life supposed to be like? How are you supposed to treat people? Good. What does that mean? Kind. You should be kind. How else should you live your life? Any ideas? Are you supposed to be really mean to your little one there, to your little sister? Not supposed to be mean to your little sister? You think it's a good idea? No, never a good idea to be mean. How do you know this? Because you know it's a what? Because we're born with this idea and we're raised with it. Really? Let me tell you about Walter. Walter was a friend of mine in school. Walter was apparently not born with this in his mind, because Walter was a bully. And Walter used to beat people up all the time. He was so mean. What happened? Yes. He got sent to the principal's office. A lot. He did, in fact, get sent to the principal's office. Did it make any difference? No! He was still kind of mean. So, how come you know that you're supposed to be kind to people? And are you kind to people? Why?
It's nice.
It's nice. Or as the church lady said, isn't that nice? Well, I know it's kind of a big question, especially for you littler ones, but it's really important. How do you know how to live? Well, Paul says, we know how to live because we've been shown. We've been shown how to live. Jesus, when he was there with his disciples, he was telling them, he said, who do you say that I am? That was last week. And Peter said, you are the
Messiah.
You're the Messiah. Well, that should have told Jesus how he was supposed to live. He was supposed to go get rid of the Romans. He was supposed to make everybody's life good. He was supposed to bring this whole new world into being. Everything was supposed to change. There were supposed to be really nice, you know, golden clouds, and everybody had all kinds of everything that they wanted. But is that what happened? No, what happened to him? He died. So Peter says, you're the Messiah. And then Jesus says, you know what? It doesn't mean what you think it should mean. To be the Messiah means that because I love you, I'm going to have to die. And why did he do that? Yeah, because people hated him. And what did we get out of it? This is the point of this whole thing about how do you know how to be. Jesus died so that we would know how to live. We would know, as Paul says, that we should be kind to others, that we should give stuff to those who are in need. And then even worse, even when people like Walter, who I had to put up with years before I stuffed, well, before I got bigger than him and I stuffed him in a locker.
Yeah. What, you stuffed him in his locker?
Well, I hadn't developed spiritually yet. But even people like Walter were supposed to love. Isn't Jesus wacky? He says we're supposed to love even those who hurt us. so that we know to be nice to our sisters and brothers. And we know that we're supposed to be nice to our moms and dads. And we know that we're not supposed to say bad things about each other and especially about our friends. But we're also supposed to love our enemies. Yes, I know, it's ridiculous. Who knew? But that's what Jesus reminds us. Because even as he died on the cross, he forgave the ones who killed him. So how do we know how we're supposed to live? Well, we know. Well, thank you for bringing all of your friends with you. I'm thinking the octopus has about 6 more months. And then we're going to need to do some repair. Okay? So we'll pray for it. Thank you all. You can go back to your...